Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh asserted that the government is taking transformative policy reforms to create a robust defense industrial ecosystem with a strong focus on self-reliance and fostering technological collaborations. Speaking at the Ambassadors' Roundtable in New Delhi yesterday, ahead of Aero India 2025, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh highlighted the nation's advancements in the defense and aerospace sectors, emphasizing the successful development of niche and cutting-edge technologies. The minister pointed out that India is now among a selected group of nations capable of producing fourth-generation fighter aircraft, nuclear submarines, main battle tanks, and intercontinental ballistic missiles. He said the establishment of a C-295 aircraft manufacturing facility is a testament to the country's commitment to fostering international collaboration in defense. He also said the Indian aerospace and defense sector presents significant opportunities for foreign companies seeking new ventures and partnerships.
It is thus of paramount importance that the like-minded countries should strive together for collective actions for peace and prosperity. Without these, our future generations will not be able to take advantage of economic growth or the technological innovations that we are experiencing in today's era.
Nagaland Power and Parliamentary Affairs Minister K.G. Kenye has called upon the Chakasang community to be peace crusaders and harbingers of peace. Pointing out that the Naga society presently fragmented and divided, Kenye urged the Chakasang tribe to take up the role of uniting Naga society. Minister Kenye was yesterday addressing the Chakasang public organization, CPO, for the third general session, Kam Chakasang Day, hosted by the Pakdown Public Forum and held at the town hall, Pakdown. Furthermore, he also advised the civil society and its leaders to refrain from political affiliations. He emphasized that public leaders should not carry political biases or political posts and affiliations to deliver justice and prevent party pressures. On the occasion, the CPO passed a 10-point resolution prioritizing Naga unity, quality education, and environmental conservation. The CPO further appealed to all Naga political groups to uphold peace and refrain from any form of violence or bloodshed within the Chakasang jurisdiction. The combined annual training camp for NCC cadets from Nagaland State is underway at Wakha. During the camp, the cadets will undergo rigorous training like PT, drill, fieldcraft and weapon training, and live firing. The camp commandant for the training camp is Colonel Lovelesh Panghal, CO1 Nagaland Battalion NCC, and the camp deputy commandant is Lieutenant Colonel Prachitan Gahadraj, CO24 Nagaland Battalion NCC. Speaking to the cadets on the opening day, the camp commandant and deputy commandant briefed the cadets on the various facets of leadership, character development, regimental life and life skills that will be imparted during the camp. The camp is being conducted under the aegis of Kohima Group NCC from January 9th to 18th at the Assam Rifles Camp, Wakha. A total of nearly 400 NCC cadets and NCC staff are participating in this camp. The nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly started yesterday with the issuance of the notification for the polls. On the first day of nominations, 9 candidates filed their nominations from different Assembly constituencies. The last day for nominations is the 17th of this month. Meanwhile, candidates from different political parties have started campaigning in their areas to woo the voters. Elections for the Delhi Assembly will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, said that India is rapidly progressing toward the vision of achieving Viksit Bharat by 2047, driven by effective government policies and initiatives. The minister, speaking at a program to plant 11,340 saplings across 126 schools in Kerala. The minister emphasized the government's commitment to the conservation of the environment and biodiversity. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.